Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Salt here. Welcome to this Salt Talks. As you may know, or you may not know, as most people who may listen to this in my network know, my family is bereaved. My papa, my prof's wife, passed on last week. Or like I said in the podcast before this one, out of respect for her children and the rest of the family, I'm not going to really be going ahead of them to share or to talk about this. I think I want to just respect them and their own way of handling this. We're all very different. In fact, in the entire Adefolalu family, we're quite different. I think they are very... they're more private, I would say, than some of us in the Adefolalu family. There are a few of us who are outliers, if you like. We're a bit different, chief being myself and Shola. And surely, so because of that, I'm really taking my lead from them. However that goes, you'll see it played out. But the least I could do after I got over the initial shock of it took me, I think, 3 or 4 days to finally understand what was going on. It's such a... Anyway, so at least to acknowledge and to honor Dr. Mrs. Fumi Adefolalu, I did put up a candle on my Facebook profile, and I have a photo of the both of us. Actually, that's the last photo that we took together on my WhatsApp profile. So that's as much as I think I'm going to be doing for now. And maybe, anyway. Well, thank you. Thank you so, so much to everyone who has engaged with the post. Thank you for your prayers, your words of encouragement. It is indeed shocking. I'm still really struggling to wrap my head around everything, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's indeed not just a comforter, he's like a stabilizer, you know. When you think you can't stand, or when he helps you, you lean on him and you stand. When you think you are drowning under so many different thoughts and emotions, and just he comes and he reaches down under the water and brings you up for air. So I really couldn't react. I couldn't pick calls. I wasn't really responding to any messages. So I thank you for understanding. And I really thank you for just being decent people, not coming into my inbox with links to the stories or links to the videos. I'm really grateful for that. But anyway, we take it one day at a time, and we just take it one day at a time. And me taking it one day at a time is I need to engage my mind. I need to do the Salt Talks. I need to do the things that help me keep breathing and keep moving and keep thinking and keep staying grateful and keep just being. And you all those who've known me for years and years, you know, my self-soothing, one of my biggest self-soothing tools, if you like, is writing, blogging, or in this season doing this podcast. So That's why I'm doing this. Okay, so what do I want to talk about today? Is this, I'm talking about this thing called menopause. And I'm so grateful to God that for some reason it looks like it's a topic du jour. Everywhere you go, you're seeing one thing or the other about menopause, and that is as it should be. I wish we had all of this when I was growing up, from my 20s into my 30s, so you'll know ahead of time, right, what's coming, and you'll be better prepared. And so when those symptoms hit you, you and your doctors are not going around and around in circles, which has been what has been happening to me since 2021. So I just want to share my experience in the hope that somebody out there would listen and it would be an aha moment for you on your journey, my sister. You know, even if you're not yet into menopause, then you can keep it and then you'll remember. Okay, Salt said she had this, because I think, I don't know about you, you know, all I knew about menopause was, okay, your period will cease, you have hot flashes, you begin to put on weight around your belly and all of that, and maybe brain fog. Those were kind of like the four symptoms I'd heard about. So there was no way, and sorry if I'm huffing and puffing, I'm walking. There was no way that when I began to have these horrible pains in my joints, you know, that I would ever have connected it to menopause. Because my menopause was pretty early. I was on a call recently and I learned that there is something called early menopause, where in your 40s, between your 40s and your 45th year, you can actually begin to experience menopause. I always thought it was from your 50s, you know, and your late 50s at that. But my period ceased in my 40s. And for me, it wasn't even an issue. In fact, I was quite pleased because I had finished having all my children. I just had my third child, you know, 3 years before. So it was all good and all. And then, of course, I had a season of horrible night hot flashes where I would just wake up drenched. It was crazy. Could not believe it. And, you know, you see these things because growing up, I'd worked with older colleagues and I'd watched them go through it. And it was just like a joke, you know, but then to be experiencing it, oh my gosh, completely different ball game. But that was the limit to my menopause experience back then, and I thought, okay, all is good, and I went on my life, on my merry way, just, you know, thinking, okay, menopause done and dusted, it's not as bad as they said. Only if only I'd known what was waiting for me in front. So I step into, I think, my 53rd, 2021, so I think that's my 53rd year, yeah. And I begin to have, I've always had pains in my knees from like way back. I think there was a time where we had a season where we lived in the UK and I had to do a lot of walking many times in the cold, and the cold just used to go straight to my knees, so that was always a thing. But in this season it became worse, and then I started having swelling in my knees. If I take a walk or something, my knees will swell, painful. I was having issues getting up and sitting down, but it's just manageable. It was more like, you know how you joke and say, oh, old age, you know, but in your mind you're like, no, really, it can't be old age. And you're like, what do you do? Okay, let's move more, let's strengthen the knees and all. So that was something I got used to just living with. Okay, well, my knees. But then one day I woke up and there was this crazy pain in my shoulder, and I was like, what happened? I don't play tennis, I didn't fall, I didn't throw anything carelessly. Where is this pain coming from? Before you could say, I could barely move my shoulder. I couldn't do anything with the shoulder. In fact, it was as if, even if like if there was a breeze, a strong breeze, and it blew on that arm, I would scream. In fact, LBS, because before then he hadn't gone to college yet, used to have this, like, you know, used to get so much pleasure in pretending to come near my arm. It got so bad to the point where my arm was in a sling. I had to keep it immobile. Did x-rays, did MRIs. They had all their reports and all of that. Okay, ligament this, ligament da, 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 da. But nobody back then connected any of this stuff to menopause. And now, this year, after another season of atrocious pain, this is, I'm talking about like September, late September, and now I'm still nursing that pain. It's just in this season of doctors and all of that that it's become clear that, okay, this is actually menopause related. Menopause arthritis, inflammation, which is another thing I've been experiencing, like crazy pain all over my body. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you should feel refreshed, your whole body is a ball of pain in your muscles, in your joints, everywhere. You know, and until you go into the shower and maybe pour a lot of hot water on yourself, you don't feel any relief. All of these things are also symptoms of menopause. And it's just now. Why? Because apparently as you go on along in your menopause journey, your estrogen levels begin to drop. And estrogen is apparently an anti-inflammatory hormone. And because your body is depleted of that, then you're experiencing all of this stuff. So I can't tell you how happy I am to know that I'm not going crazy. Because, you know, it's difficult, you know, to talk to a doctor or to talk to people and try to explain the pain you're going through. And you can't explain why none of the medications or whatever that they're prescribing are not working. And because, you know, when you're in pain, that kind of pain, you don't have to be losing weight, you don't have to look like the pain, you know, you can wince and all of that, but to the person outside, you look as if you're okay because the pain is on the inside of you. And until me recently, where it made me kind of walk funny and, you know, hold my shoulder in a particular way, to look at me, you wouldn't see it. So it was kind of like an invisible disease, if you like. So it was difficult to explain to people that actually, no, I'm not feeling well. I am in pain. And the pain was such that before we even figured out what was going wrong, you know, there's a way you can be in pain that it begins to affect your mind. That was where I was at. So I was slipping into this place of really dark depression. I was functioning on the outside. You wouldn't see it. But I know, because my mind was racing here and there and there, and I couldn't sleep. I wasn't getting any sleep. And the different medications that they were giving me, some of them made me hallucinate. Some of them made me, I was having palpitations. We were trying one painkiller after the other just so that I could sleep. It's not like it was dealing with the pain, no. Just so that I could sleep. Finally, I found one that works, takes away the pain, knocks me out. So I'm completely useless to myself. Completely. So we've agreed that, okay, don't take it during the day. Just take it only at night so that you can at least begin to function and all of that. And that's what I'm trying, you know? So, but I take it at night. But it's one of those slow burn medications. So it takes a long time for it to hit your system. And by this time, you know, it knocks you out to the point where you're waking up at a crazy time in the morning because it didn't kick in on time. So now they're saying, you know what, take it earlier during the day. But anyway, I just share these symptoms with you. I share my journey with you so that if you are a sister like me, you know, going through these kind of pains in your body and all of that, it's not just about aging, it's about menopause. And your doctor who's treating you needs to be able to make that connection for you. Please bring it up so that they would make the connection for you, and together you can figure out what you want to do. For now, I'm not choosing to go for any hormone treatment. I've had medication, I've had shots sent into my knees, and that seems to help. My knees feel much better. I'm also taking primrose oil now. Thank you, Muturayo, for that, because that's one of the things that actually helps with all symptoms of menopause one way or the other. I'm also changing my diet, introducing, I've always had a lot of ginger and turmeric and all these anti-inflammatory ingredients in my recipes and in the food I take, but I'm just upping up the ante into that, increasing levels of vitamin D into that. And dear sister of mine, I am taking communion as if it's medicine. 3 times a day, I make my confessions and I take my communion 3 times a day, because that, you know, if it is indeed ordained by God that we're meant to go through menopause, God is love. I don't think he meant for it to be grievous and a nightmare the way it is. So there must be a way that we can go through it without losing our minds. There must be a way, and it's just to go for the information. You know, I love what Pastor Kojo always says, that sometimes we're praying, you know, for God to heal us or whatever. Sometimes we just need light. For me, light came when I discovered this connection. Sometimes that's how God heals you. He heals you by giving you knowledge and information, you know, that you can now apply and all, you know. So that is it. And while the pain in my shoulder is still there, and they're still sending me to see another specialist, I'm doing what I have been shown to do for now, and it is making a difference, and I am grateful to God. And I thought to share my story with you so that you don't have to walk around in the dark for as long as I walked around in the dark in horrible pain. Oh my word, you don't have to. So would you like to share your own menopause story? Let me know. If you listen to this and wherever we're connected on social media, you can DM me and I can talk you through how we could have you share your own story as well. I think it's very important. You see, this life, there is nothing that we go through that is meant to just be for our own consumption. Every experience we go through, every life experience we go through, in some way or the other, we're meant to use what we learn from it. We're meant to use that experience to help others. Honestly. So I wish in so many other areas, you know, people will be more open about what they're going through. It's not something to be ashamed of. In fact, for me, to be alive, to go through menopause, as horrible as it has been for me, it was just because I didn't have information. I'm grateful for it, because my mom didn't get a chance to hit menopause. She passed on before she was even 40, you know? So it's a blessing. I don't think we should be ashamed of it. And I think that we should be able to be authentic with ourselves, as we're all uniquely mapped out, to talk about these things in the best interest of our fellow sisters out there. And even for husbands, I wish somebody would take it on and sit husbands down and walk them through what this is all about. Walk young men who plan to marry, walk them through it so they know what it's all about, so they're well able to support their wives when that time comes. Anyway, thank you for listening to me share. Thank you for everyone who knew I wasn't feeling well and was praying and sending well wishes, and the few calls that came in that I took. Thank you so much. I am preparing to take myself to go and sit under the cloud of the presence of God come this Saturday at the Woman Cry Out Flame of Fire intercessory meeting. The poster is on my handles, I think. I will put them up where they're not right now. Honestly, I really would encourage you, especially in these last few days of 2024, to come for this intercessory meeting. It will do us well. It's online, so no T-fare involved, no Lagos traffic involved. You just have to join on the Woman Cry Out YouTube channel or on the Instagram channel. The details are on the flyer. Let's that be one thing we do. Honestly, guys, closing out 2023, going into 2024, we have to really engage our spirits. Our spirit men have to really be the one at the forefront of how we're going into these last days and into the new year. There's a lot of stuff going on. Much of it is not good. But for we who are members of the family of God, we who call Jesus Christ our Lord and our Savior, I'm confident that He will always be our refuge. He will always be our guide. In His name and by the power that is in His blood and even the power that is in His name, we have all that we need to navigate whatever may come. Because I don't even have a description or an idea of how to articulate what the rest of this year feels like for me. And all I know is that there's nothing that is on my mind or nothing I will think about that I will allow the power to rob me of my hope, to rob me of the awareness I have of how loved I am by God, to scare me. I do not have a spirit of fear. You and I both have. The spirit within us is a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That's what I believe. And that's what I hope you believe as well. Thank you for staying with me all the way to the end of this podcast. I crave your continued prayers for my family. For Dr. Funmi Adefolalo's children especially, and her mom, her brother and her sister, for her colleagues, Matthew Timina, her beloved church members. Let's cover us all in prayer as you're led. Thank you so much. And again, if you'd like to share your own menopause story, DM me. But if not, I hope me sharing helps somebody out there. Shalom, shalom. Stay lifted. No matter what, let's hold fast to our saltiness. We would always be the light of the world, and we would always be the salt of the earth, creating a thirst in those around us for the Christ that we serve. Being the light that pushes back the darkness wherever we have been planted. Yes, so it is.